This is the Cambridge Institute First Certificate in English Preparation Course. Listening Test. Test 1, Part 1. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You hear a man talking about a bad holiday experience. What does he say about the hotel he stayed in? A. Bad but cheap. B. Good value for money. C. Expensive and dreadful.
Last year, I went to an Asian country for my Christmas holidays. I was very excited before I went there, but I never thought that this was going to be my worst holiday, at least so far. When I arrived at the international airport, I felt very uncomfortable. The climate there was very hot and humid, and it was raining all the time. To top it all, I forgot to take my umbrella, so I fell sick due to the rain. The other bad thing was the hotel. It was lousy, and if at least you could say it was cheap, but far from it though. It cost me a fortune, and it was there for 10 days, and I couldn't even buy souvenirs because I'm not good at haggling, so I gave up. If I have one more chance, I definitely won't visit that country ever again.
2. You hear a politician talking about the new measures the government is going to take. What does he think about them? A. He thinks the measures are drastic but necessary. B. He is in favour with all the measures but one. C. He is not in agreement with them.
Some people will state that these steps are extreme and inappropriate at all for a country like ours, and I would have agreed with them to a certain extent if we had been in a stable situation. But under the circumstances, I believe they are the only way of getting out of this unpredictable downturn. Therefore, I can't share with the trade unions any reservations about the wisdom of the government's plans, not even a single measure.
3. You hear a group of students preparing a surprise party for Tim, a friend of theirs. Who are going to attend it? A. His parents and friends from school. B. His teammates and some friends from school and university. C. His teammates and some friends from university.
Okay, everything is ready now except the attendance record.
This is going to be huge. Over 35 people are expected to come.
Wow, including his parents and the rest of his family?
Well, let me check the list. Patrick, Edward and Mickey are his basketball mates, and they are all in. And of course, all his friends from college will attend the party. But Mary told me that Tim's parents are divorced, and they don't get on very well. So they always choose to invite only one of them. 4. You hear a graduate student talking about the plans he has for the future. What is the speaker's long-term priority? A. Finding a job. B. Working for a big company. C. Setting up a business of his own.
My plans after graduation are actually undecided. My immediate plan is to find a job, preferably related with writing, maybe short stories, or writing for a local newspaper. If I'm sure about is that my long-term goals do not include being part of a large corporation. I want to have as much intellectual freedom as possible, and I fear that a traditional career path would not provide that for me. Therefore, in time, I would like to start my own company. Even though I currently don't have enough money to even support myself, I will keep this project at the top of my list. So, for the immediate future, what I'll be doing for sure is sending out resumes and hoping for the best.
5. You hear a radio interview in which a nutritionist is talking about healthy diets. What point is the speaker making?
Despite what you see in some diet books and TV programs, healthy eating can be really straightforward. A diet based on starchy foods such as rice and pasta, with plenty of fruit and vegetables, also some protein-rich foods such as meat, fish, and lentils, some milk and dairy foods, and not too much fat, salt, or sugar, will give you all the nutrients you need. When it comes to a healthy diet, eating a wide variety of foods in the right proportions and consuming the right amount of food and drink will lead you to success. Most adults in England are either overweight or obese, and this happens because many of us are eating much more than we need and should eat less.
6. you hear a woman talking about choosing a name for her baby. What did the speaker finally choose? A. An uncommon name. B. A family member name. C. Her own choice.
Well, I must say that choosing my baby's name was more complicated than I thought. My husband wanted the name to be unusual, which I agree, might have the advantage of making our girl stand out from the rest. But then there was my mother, who wanted to give her my grandmother's name. As for me, I was more inclined to name my baby after a character from a novel. Scarlet was my favorite. But my whole family was against that, so coming to an agreement seemed to be practically impossible. Eventually, I got them to understand my reasons, and that was kind of the end of the discussion. Pleasing up everyone was becoming such a hard task that they ended up giving up, I guess.
7. A famous American band is going to give a concert in Martha's Town. In what venue are they going to play? A. In a sports centre. B. In a theatre. C. On a football pitch.
Hi, Danny. Have you heard that the Screens are coming to play in my town?
No way. The place is far too small to organize such a big show.
Well, it's not the first time an important concert takes place here. Last year, another top band from Canada came and played in the local sports center.
And did everything turn out well?
Yes, but all the tickets were sold out. So this time, since it's summer, they'll perform on the football field where we usually play, or on the other one, which is just by the theater.
8. You hear a man giving advice on how to be a better public speaker. What is the lecturer advising against? A. Wearing smart clothes. B. Being overconfident. C. Pretending you are quiet.
The first thing you must focus on is knowing the needs of your audience and match your contents to their needs. Knowing your material thoroughly is vital, as you will show confidence. When you are presenting in front of an audience, you are performing as an actor on stage. So you should look pleasant, enthusiastic, confident, proud, but not arrogant. Remaining calm and relaxed, even if you feel nervous, can work wonders too, especially because how you're being perceived is very important. And this takes me to another important point, how you dress. You must do so appropriately for these occasions, which normally require formal attire. Last but not least, rehearsing. Whether you do it with a tape recorder, friends, or in front of the mirror, practice your speech. And remember that practice makes perfect.
That's the end of part 1.